that traded pearls and coconuts for such fruits of civilization as glass beads, mirrors, axes, and sexual diseases, would later make big model ships out of bamboo in the hope of once again attracting this magical cargo. Ignorant is a state of not knowing what a pronoun is, or how to find the square root of 27.4, and merely knowing childish and useless things like which of the 70 almost identical-looking species of the purple sea snake are the deadly ones, how to treat the poisonous pith of the sago-sago tree to make a nourishing gruel, how to foretell the weather by the movements of the tree-climbing burglar crab, how to navigate across 1,000 miles of featureless ocean by means of a piece of string and a small clay model of your grandfather, how to get essential vitamins from the liver of the ferocious ice bear, and other such trivial matters. It's a strange thing that when everyone becomes educated, everyone knows about the pronoun, but no one knows about the sago-sago. And credulous is having views about the world, the universe, and humanity's place in it that are shared only by very unsophisticated people and the most intelligent and advanced mathematicians and physicists. Of course, they were far too ignorant and credulous to know that just because you built the shape, you didn't get the substance. He'd built the shape of Hex, and it occurred to him he'd built it in a magical university where the border between real and not real was stretched so thin you could almost see through it. He got the horrible suspicion that somehow they were merely making a solid sketch that was hidden somewhere in the air. Hex knew what it ought to be. All that business about the electricity, for example, Hex had raised the subject one night not long after it had asked for the mouse. Ponder prided himself that he knew pretty much all there was to know about electricity, but they'd tried rubbing balloons and glass rods until they'd been able to stick Adrian onto the ceiling, and it hadn't had any effect on Hex. Then they'd tried tying a lot of cats to a wheel, which, when revolved against some beads of amber, caused any amount of electricity all over the place. The wretched stuff hung around for days, but there didn't seem to be any way of ladling it into Hex, and anyway, no one could stand the noise. So far, the Arch-Chancellor had vetoed the lightning rod idea. All this depressed Ponder. He was certain that the world ought to work in a more efficient way, and now even the things that he thought were going right were going wrong. He stared glumly at Hex's quill pen in its tangle of springs and wire. The door was thrown open. Only one person could make a door bang on its hinges like that. Ponder didn't even turn round.
"Hello again, Arch-Chancellor."
"That thinking engine of yours working?" said Ridcully. "Only there's an interesting little..."
"It's not working," said Ponder.
"It ain't. What's this, a half holiday for Hogswatch?"
"Look,"
said Ponder. Hex wrote, plus, 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 whoops, here comes the cheese, plus, 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 melon, 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 plus, 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 error at address, 14 Treacle Mine Road, Ankh-Morpork, plus, 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 exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, plus, 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 11111111, plus, 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 redo from start, plus, plus, plus. "What's going on?" said Ridcully, as the others pushed in behind him.
"I know it sounds stupid, Arch-Chancellor, but we think it might have caught something off the bursa."
"Daftness, you mean?" "That's ridiculous, boy," said the Dean. "Idiocy is not a communicable disease." Ridcully puffed his pipe. "I used to think that too," he said. "Now I'm not so sure. Anyway, you can catch wisdom, can't you?"
"No, you can't," snapped the Dean. "It's not like flu, Ridcully. Wisdom is, well, instilled. We bring students in here and hope they catch wisdom off us, don't we?" said Ridcully.
"Well, metaphorically," said the Dean.
"And if you hang around with a bunch of idiots, you're bound to become pretty daft yourself," Ridcully went on. "I suppose in a manner of speaking. And you've only got to talk to the poor old bursar for 5 minutes, and you think you're going a bit potty yourself. Am I right?"
The wizards nodded glumly. The bursar's company, although quite harmless, had a habit of making one's brain squeak.
"So Hex here has caught daftness off the bursa," said Ridcully. "Simple. Real stupidity beats artificial intelligence every time."
He banged his pipe on the side of Hex's listening tube and shouted,
"Feeling all right, old chap?"
Hex wrote, plus, 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 hi, mum is testing, plus, 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 melon, 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 plus, 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 out of cheese error, plus, 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 exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, plus, 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 Mr. Jelly, Mr. Jelly, plus, plus, plus.
Hex seems perfectly able to work out anything purely to do with numbers, but when it tries anything else, it does this," said Ponder.
"See? Bursa disease, said Ridcully. The bee's knees when it comes to adding up, the pig's ear and everything else. Try giving him dried frog pills.
Sorry, sir, but that is a very uninformed suggestion, said Ponder. You can't give medicine to machines.
Don't see why not, said Ridcully. He banged on the tube again and bellowed, Soon have your back on your... Yes, indeed, old chap. Where's that board with all the letter and number buttons?